English soccer star David Beckham is leaving England's professional league. Beckham is a national hero there, playing exclusively for the Manchester United club since he was a teenager, and he is captain of Britain's national team. Now he's going to play professionally in Spain. Kevin McCara writes about soccer for The Guardian. Good morning.
Good morning.
How big a blow is Beckham's departure for English soccer?
Well, it certainly damages the image, because Beckham may not be the best player here, but he is the most glamorous. He looks like a model, he's got a pop star wife, and he makes English football attractive throughout the world, to such an extent that at the moment he's in Japan, where he has many commercial contracts, one of which, for example, selling beauty products and chocolates, an odd partnership there, worth about $8 million every 2 years to him, $8 million.
Will he continue as captain of the English national team?
Yes, he will, because he's thoroughly established in that capacity. In a way, it's not so strange nowadays that you can move around from one country to another, but this is the first time I can think of an England captain going abroad, and that has caused a bit of anxiety in England.
Manchester United gets $41 million. What does Beckham get?
Well, funnily enough, he may get a slight drop in wages. We think he was getting about, say, $8 million a year from Manchester United, and now he'll get $7 from Real Madrid. But his business interests outside sport are so extensive that that's not a relevant factor.
Well, at least he has the Spice Girl wife to for comfort.
Yeah, posh Spice, as she was called, or Victoria Beckham, as we know her nowadays. She's been a controversial figure as far as Manchester United are concerned. The coach there, Alex Ferguson, believes that when he met her and married her, he became drawn to the world of fashion and therefore became less of the pure sportsman. I think that's a bit unfair, but that's certainly the way Manchester United have seen it, and that's part of the reason why they are selling him.
Well, some of the stockholders of Manchester United thought they should be getting more. Real Madrid bought a player 2 years ago for $77 million.
Yeah, the market has fallen a bit, but Manchester United have handled this whole thing very badly. They have seemed desperate to sell Beckham, and therefore they've undermined their negotiating position. I think Beckham made it clear that Real Madrid were the only club he would go to, and therefore Manchester United had to accept what they could get for him.
Why do they want to get rid of him? He's only 28.
Well, partly, as I say, the manager suspects maybe the fame is drawing him away from his first calling of sport. But also, Manchester United have won just one trophy in the past 2 seasons. And I think the coach wants to change the way they play and bring in new faces. And one way of raising money for that project is to sell Beckham.
Doesn't Real Madrid have enough superstars already?
They maybe have 4 or 5 of the best players in the world. And when that happens at a club, often it becomes unstable with all these egos clashing. But the miracle Real have pulled off is that they all play well together and they seem to get on well together. They have a very good kind of working environment there. I'm looking forward to see how this tremendous assembly of stars plays next season.
Think he can crack the starting lineup then?
He will, but the question is, you'll have to fight for his place every week. You'll have to play well all season long. He'll be given a chance at the beginning, but if he shows any signs of not fitting in or not quite being good enough, then he'll get a really hard time from the Spanish people and the Spanish press.
So you think England will recover. What about Beckham? Will he do all right in Spain?
It's the first time, really, he's been at any club other than Manchester United. He's been attached to Man United since he was about 12 or 13, and so it's a huge shift. And although he's a very nice, decent person to talk to, he's never shown any signs of being particularly gifted as regards languages. And now he's really got to master Spanish if he's going to fit in at Real Madrid. It's a big challenge for him.
Kevin McCara is a reporter for The Guardian newspaper.